Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
Herhangi birinin sorusu var mı?
Krishna dünyadaki bütün meşgaleleri yapmadan önce, evreni yaratmadan önce, Dharma'yı yaratmadan önce, karma yasalarını kurmadan önce, reenkarnasyonlarını geçirmeden önce kimdi?
Before Krishna created all universes, he performed all his pastimes. Before he established Dharma, who was him? Before him.
We talked a little bit about this lesson.
Dün akşam bunun hakkında biraz konuştuk.
Krishna is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Svayam. Indrani Vakulam Lokam Vidayanti Yuvi Yuvi. All the various incarnations described in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam are either portions or plenary portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And Srimad Bhagavatam'da Krishna'nın bütün bölümsel ve bütün enkarnasyonlarının gelişi açıklanmıştır bu kitapta.
Krishna's two Bhagavan Svayam. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality.
Krishna's two Bhagavan Svayam dizesi Krishna'nın orijinal kişi olduğundan bahseder.
This verse is actually described as the Paribhasa Sutra of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yani bütün Bhagavatam'ın sutrası olarak kabul edilir.
Which means every other verse in this whole Srimad Bhagavatam is all centered on this one verse.
Yani bütün diğer kıtalar Srimad Bhagavatam'daki bu kıta üzerine merkezlenmiştir.
That Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna, Tanrı'nın yüce şahsının orijinal halidir.
And all other incarnations of him are either portions or plenary portions coming from him.
Bütün diğer onun enkarnasyonları, bölümleri veya kısımsal parçaları ondan gelir.
The example is that there may be one candle and with this candle like many other candles. And all of these other candles may have same candle power as the original candle.
Все эти свечи могут иметь ту же самую светящуюся силу, световую силу, что изначально
освещало. But still, there is the original candle, which lit all of the
candles.
In the same way, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
And he is eternally existing as an ever-fresh youth.
И он всегда существовал как вечный, свежий, вечно юный.
He's existing in the transcendental world.
И он вечно существует в трансцендентном мире.
And in that transcendental spiritual world, he has eternal relationships with his eternal devotees.
В трансцендентальном мире он имеет трансцендентные отношения со своими преданными.
So it's not a question of who he was before.
Поэтому вопрос не в том, кем он был раньше.
He always was.
Он всегда был.
And he always will be the same.
Всегда будет то же самое.
He has no beginning.
У него нет начала.
We talked about this last night.
Мы об этом также говорили.
Unfortunately, you missed it.
К сожалению, вас не было.
But one of the points that we spoke about this is very hard to conceive within our experience of something or someone who has no beginning.
Но мы вчера говорили о том, что нам очень сложно понять, как надо быть тот, у кого нет начала.
Because if we try to think of something with no beginning, we can keep on going and going and going, it'll never end.
Потому что если мы пытаемся представить себе кого-то, у кого нет начала, будем возвращаться вспять во времени до бесконечности.
Because our nature is then to ask, well, where's the beginning?
Потому что наша природа искать такого начала всегда.
Where did it all start? Because that we're under the influence of time. And based upon our experience of time,
Bizim zaman deneyimimizde.
Everything has a beginning.
Ona göre her şeyin bir başlangıcı var.
And everything has an end.
Her şeyin bir sonu var.
So therefore, when Krishna creates this material world, he is existing before creation. He's already eternally existing before the creation of this world. But in order for there to be creation, before he creates this world, he creates time. Because without time, there could be no creation. So when there's time, then there's a beginning. But in the spiritual world, there is no time, influence of time. In the spiritual world, is always manifest. And it will always will be manifested. There's never a time when it did not exist. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Natve vahum jatam nasam natvam nemi janadipa. Never was there a time when I did not exist. Never was a time when you did not exist. Never was there a time when all the kings assembled on this battlefield of Kurukshetra did not exist. Nor in the future will any of us cease to be. So it's not a question of who was Krishna before he came. He always was and always will be the same Krishna. But he descends in different incarnations to fulfill different purposes. But once in the day of Brahma, which is a very long duration of time, he comes himself in his original form. Sometimes he comes in other forms, in different ages.
In
Treta Yuga he appears as Ramachandra. He appeared as Lord
Nrisimhadev.
These are also manifestations of Krishna. Appeared at a certain time in a certain place to fulfill certain purposes. But as we said, Krishna is the original candle that lights all the other candles. Although they may be equally as powerful as him. They may display the same qualities as him, but Krishna is that original candle. And all these other manifestations who come to this world, they are also eternal. And they have their own abodes in the spiritual world. So Krishna manifests in unlimited forms. But the original form, when we say the original form, we immediately think in terms of our limited minds. Original, we really think, oh, it's the form from which everything else started. But it's the original form, meaning is always existing. That's the form that eternally exists. It is inconceivable. But even that which is inconceivable can be understood. It can be understood, but one needs Krishna's mercy to understand that which is inconceivable. We can't conceive with our limited minds. We can't conceive with our limited intelligence. But it can be revealed by the unlimited potencies of the Supreme Lord.
When Brahma stole Krishna's friends and all powers, so it was like a small job for Krishna. But Krishna was very tough to Brahma. So what should we learn from this?
Tough with Brahma?
Господь, конечно, Брахма украл мальчика пастушков,
но Кришна с ним очень жестко обошелся за это. Хотя с демонами не так поступают обычно. Что мы можем понять из этого примера, почему он так обошелся жестко с Брахмой?
Heavy in what way? I don't understand.
Because he stole just for 1 second or a few seconds.
Yeah.
But Krishna didn't accept it like a
joke. He just wanted to show Brahma. Well, you're speaking in English, so nobody else knows what you're saying. So you should translate first. Not everybody else knows what you're saying.
Brahma, Krishna'nın kurban arkadaşlarını ve inekleri buzağları çaldığında. Krishna ona çok fazla merhamet göstermedi. İblislere karşı bile daha merhametli olurken Brahma'ya karşı biraz sertti. Buradan bizim öğrenmemiz gereken şey ne?
He just wanted to show Brahma who he actually was.
Brahma'ya kto on был на самом деле.
And who Brahma was in relationship to him.
И также кем был Брахма в отношениях с Кришной.
He was very merciful to Brahma. I don't understand what you're saying, that why he was very heavy with him. He was very merciful to him. However Krishna deals with any of his devotees, any of the living entities, is always a manifestation of his mercy. Even Krishna's punishment is absolute. It's always for the welfare of the living entity. Even when demons are killed by Krishna. Putana came and tried to kill Krishna. Krishna gave her position of a mother in the spiritual world. Because Krishna is bhavagrahi, he accepts the essence of a devotee, of a person's attitude. When all the soldiers in the battlefield of Kurukshetra were killed, the whole Bhagavad Gita took place in the battlefield. Krishna was very heavy. He wanted Arjuna to kill them all. But because they were killed in his presence, in Krishna's presence, they all got liberation. So whatever Krishna does is always for the benefit of his devotee. And that's what we should learn. We should learn how whatever happens to us, as long as Krishna does it, I'm safe. If Maya does it, I should be worried. Because the illusory energy is very tough. But Krishna's not tough. Because Krishna is always thinking of the eternal benefit of the living being. So therefore, a devotee always tries to remember Krishna.
Поэтому он всегда пытается помнить о Кришне.
And to see Krishna's hand in everything.
И пытается видеть руку Кришны во всем.
That's the benefit a devotee has by looking, by hearing of these different pastimes.
Вот это благо обретает преданный, когда слышит о всех этих играх.
История. How to always remember Krishna.
Как всегда помнить о Кришне.
And to see his hand in everything.
И видеть его руку во всем.
He wants to bring us closer to him.
Он хочет нас внести ближе к себе.
Sometimes we may have to undergo certain tests.
Иногда для этого нам нужно пройти определенные испытания.
So that's what we should learn.
Вот это мы должны научиться.
We should learn how merciful Krishna is.
Мы должны помнить о том, как милостив.
That even those who are envious of him,
даже по отношению к тем, кто питает к нему
зависть, even those who try to kill him,
даже по отношению к тем, кто пытается убить его,
even those who hate him,
даже по отношению к тем, кто ненавидит его,
like Shishupal.
Shishupal
spent his whole life blaspheming Krishna.
Shishupal всю свою жизнь поносил Кришну.
He was so envious of Krishna.
Он завидовал Кришне.
But because he knew who Krishna was.
Но поскольку он знал, кто Кришна.
Krishna delivered him.
Кришна спас его.
He gave him his an eternal relationship with him in the spiritual world.
Подарил ему вечное отношение с ним в духовном мире.
Even those who hated him.
Даже тем, кто его ненавидел, там есть.
Because Krishna has no enemies.
Потому что у Кришны нет врагов.
Самахам савабутешу наме двешости наприя. Krishna says, I am never envious of anyone.
Кришна говорит, что я никому не питаю злонравия никогда.
I'm equal to everyone.
Я ко всем отношусь равно.
But whoever is a friend to me, and I am a friend to them.
Если кто-то относится ко мне как другу, то я ему тоже друг.
So he's equal to everyone.
Так он относится ко всем равно.
Whatever Krishna does is for the benefit of the living being.
Не делает,
He's not envious of anyone.
И он никого не питает злонравия.
Yes.
Я прочитала, что... что стоит нам один раз проигнорировать Бога, нас отправляет в материальный мир. А нельзя ли было нас там исправить сразу? Мы в самсаре прокрутились, карму как снежный ком. Ну а сразу, вот мы один раз
you
проигнорировали.
You answer this question, Madam Mohan. Huh? You answer this question.
Me? Can I do it privately? Марашка, по мне ответить на ваш вопрос, потом поговорим.
Yes.
Понял ваш вопрос, потом скажу ответить.
If you consider that Krishna is the creator of everything, my question is why, what kind of reason you have to create another feelings like fear? If you are like bounded by love and you are controlled by love, why you create another things?
Если ты себя начинаешь создать все, тогда почему из них это тянется так? Это не страх, если он источник любви, и он творит любовь, тогда зачем он создает страх?
There's a verse, Krishna Surya Samaya Haya Andhakara. Krishna is like the sunshine, Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness.
Если где-то есть солнце, свет, то нет места тьме там.
As long as we're facing the sun, everything is bright.
Когда мы смотрим на солнце, то все ярко освещено.
But when we turn our backs to the sun, we see our shadow.
Когда мы поворачиваемся спиной к солнцу, то мы видим нашу тень.
You see darkness.
Мы видим тень.
But if you're facing the sun, there's no darkness between you and the sun.
Солнце, поворачиваясь лицом к солнцу, то у вас нет. Вы не видите никакой тьмы между вами и солнцем.
When do we see darkness?
Когда мы видим тьму.
When we turn our backs to the sun.
Когда мы поворачиваемся спиной.
Krishna gave us choice.
Кришна дал нам выбор.
Living entities in this world always have choice.
И живое существо в этом мире всегда имеет выбор.
Without choice, there could be no love.
Без выбора невозможно любить.
When one actually loves, it's because he wants to please.
Когда человек любит, он хочет радовать того, кого он любит.
But if he has no choice and there's no full experience of love.
Если у него нет выбора, тогда и нет полного ощущения любви, полного опыта любви.
So the living entities in this world, they have their choice.
Поэтому живые существа в этом мире есть выбор. Какой выбор?
There's a temporary world and there's a spiritual world.
Есть духовный мир.
Geçici dünya var ve spiritüel dünya var.
There was a similar question last night that was asked.
Вчера также такой вопрос задавали.
Why does Krishna create time?
Почему Кришна создает время?
And we gave an answer that Prabhupada also gives in this connection.
Prabhupada'nın bu bağlamda verdiği cevap.
Мы также дали ответ.
Why does the government build prison houses?
Почему правительство строит тюрьмы?
They certainly would prefer to use all the money for educational institutions.
Наверное, лучше было бы использовать все эти деньги на строительство образовательных учреждений, на тюрьмы.
But they have to build prisons.
Но им приходится строить тюрьмы.
Why?
Почему?
Because they're criminals.
Потому что есть преступники.
So in the same way, Krishna.
But the question is, why are they criminals?
Why are they criminals?
They didn't born as a criminals.
Почему они стали?
They chose. They chose to turn away.
I don't agree.
Но они выбрали.
Maybe they don't choose. Maybe the system made or something or some situation made them criminals.
Может быть, они не родились преступниками, их система сделала преступниками. Мы всегда находимся в выборе, который мы сами решаем, кто это может быть. Мы получаем ситуации, когда по-другому бы повели себя, но так или иначе за нас он решил.
But once you make the choice to turn away from Krishna, then you're subject to the laws of material nature.
Когда вы решаете принимать решение отвернуться от Кришны, тогда вы подчиняетесь закону материала.
But let me finish. But you still have choice.
Но у вас по-прежнему есть выбор.
Just like if you get on a plane from Istanbul to New York.
Например, вы садитесь на самолет из Стамбула в Нью-Йорк.
Right. You're on the plane.
Вы находитесь на самолете.
You could sit in the front of the plane. You could sit in the back of the plane.
Можете сидеть впереди самолета, сзади
самолета. Уча на рынке доотрабилисьтесь, аркасында доотрабилисьтесь.
You can read the newspaper.
Можно читать газету.
You can watch a movie.
Можно смотреть кино.
But you're going to New York.
Но вы летите в Нью-Йорк.
Same way, laws of karma are just like that.
Законы кармы такие же.
Once you're under the laws of karma, you have to accept there will be reactions.
Если вы находитесь под влиянием кармы, то вы должны смириться с тем, что будут последствия.
Если вы находитесь под влиянием кармы, то вы должны смириться с тем, что будут последствия. Если вы находитесь под влиянием кармы, то вы должны смириться с тем, что будут последствия.
But you always have a choice.
У вас всегда есть выбор.
Her zaman seçiminiz var.
You could choose to become free from the laws of karma.
Вы можете стать принять решение, решить, выбросить.
That choice is God given.
У вас есть такой выбор, выбор.
Just like this, you have a choice right now.
Сейчас у вас есть выбор.
You may not like my answer.
Вы можете, вам может не понравиться мой ответ.
You can get up and leave.
Вы можете подняться и уйти.
I know you're not thinking that way. But I'm just using it as an example. You have a choice.
Пример, у вас есть выбор.
The living entity always has his choice.
Живое существо всегда имеет выбор.
How can there be choice if there wasn't an opportunity to choose that which is wrong?
Как же у нас был бы выбор, если бы у нас не было возможности выбрать неправильно?
There would be no choice.
Тогда выбора вообще не было бы, если бы не могли.
Therefore, there is an opportunity to choose that which is wrong.
Поэтому есть была возможность выбрать то, что было неправильно.
And one who's intelligent, he'll avoid that choice.
Разумные люди не будут делать такой выбор.
And therefore, Krishna comes. To remind us. Why do you continue to choose to stay in this world? Krishna comes in the form of his name to help us. Why don't you simply take this name and become free from the stringent laws of material nature? But he doesn't force us.
Но он не заставляет никого.
He tries to attract us.
Он пытается привлечь нас к себе.
Because he's given us the ability to choose.
Потому что он дал нам возможность выбирать.
That's God given.
Это дается Богу возможность. А разве тогда выбор не является иллюзией, если в конце мы все любим?
Sonunda sadece sevgi varsa Krishna'yı kontrol edebilen bu seçim illüzyon olmuyor mu?
Choice is not illusion if one chooses Krishna.
Выбор не является иллюзией, мы выбираем Кришну.
But this, that's illusion.
А если мы выбираем что-то другое, это иллюзия.
Krishna, Krishna tells Brahma in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna говорит Браме.
He says, whatever you see in this world of any value,
если вы видите что-то в этом мире, имеющее хотя бы какую-то ценность,
if it has no connection with me,
если это не связано со мной,
you should know it to be my illusory energy.
Ты должен знать, что это моя иллюзорная энергия.
Of that reflection which appears in the darkness.
Как отблеск света во тьме.
So even the ability to forget Krishna,
даже способность забыть Кришну,
is given by Krishna.
Дается Кришне. Спасибо, теперь я доволен.
Окей. Is it Prashad?
Yes.
Okay. I think we can end.
Thank
you.
Swami Sri Ranjan Swami Maharaj ki jai.